5 mistakes to avoid in your relationship. In any relationship, the path to maintaining harmony and fostering growth involves self-awareness. It also requires a commitment to constructive communication. Below are insights into avoiding common pitfalls many couples encounter. Let's keep your relationship alive and well. Learning to be open with your partner is important from the start of your relationship. You might be dating at this time. However, if you want to develop a solid relationship, it's beneficial to start off right. Let's look at 5 mistakes to avoid. Remember, things that are left unresolved could lead to issues within your relationship. Number 1, avoid controlling behavior. What can you do to not fall into this habit? Do you feel like you're the one who knows what's best to do all the time? How do you react when your partner offers their point of view? Recognize your behaviors. Start by acknowledging any tendencies to control or dominate discussions and decisions. Encourage independence. Promote autonomy in your partner by supporting their hobbies, friendships, and decisions. Seek feedback. Regularly ask your partner how they feel about your interactions and be open to criticism. Manage your anxiety. Often, controlling behaviors stem from personal insecurities or anxiety. Address these personal issues through therapy or self-reflection. Set boundaries. Discuss and respect personal boundaries with your partner. Clear boundaries help prevent controlling tendencies. Number 2, bring up issues in a timely manner. Don't wait. It never makes it easier to resolve. When you wait to talk about whatever is not working, it only makes it seem harder to work through. Avoid delay. Address issues as they arise instead of letting them fester. Prompt discussion prevents misunderstandings from growing. Choose the right moment. Find a time when both of you are calm and not preoccupied with other stressful situations. Be direct and kind. Communicate your concerns clearly without being accusatory. Use I statements to express how you feel. Regular check-ins. Establish regular check-ins to discuss various aspects of your relationship, which can prevent buildup of unsaid problems. Stay relevant. Focus on current issues rather than bringing up past grievances. Number 3, identify clearly the issues and not mask them. Sometimes we play out in our minds the responses we might receive from our partner and end up feeling defeated. This is before you and your partner have had a chance to even talk about what's going on. You might feel like the issue is one thing, and for your partner, it's something else. Identify the core issue. Take a moment to reflect on what is really bothering you before starting a conversation. Understanding your feelings helps you communicate more clearly. Use I statements. Express your feelings and thoughts using I statements to avoid sounding accusatory. For example, say, "I feel neglected when you arrive late," instead of attacking their actions. Avoid blame. Focus on expressing how you feel and what you need rather than blaming your partner. Blame can lead to defensiveness. Trying to put the blame onto your partner will only lead to more of the 5 common mistakes that are occurring. Be honest. Directly state what is bothering you. If it's about being late, talk about how their tardiness affects you emotionally and practically. Discuss one issue at a time. Stick to one topic during your discussion. Bringing up multiple issues can overwhelm your partner and cloud the main concern. Practice active listening. Listen to understand, not to respond. When your partner explains their perspective, give them your full attention. Seek to understand. Ask questions to clarify your partner's point of view. Understanding each other's perspectives can lead to empathy and better solutions. Acknowledge their feelings. Recognize and validate your partner's emotions. This shows respect for their experience and can help de-escalate conflict. Offer solutions. Rather than just complaining, suggest constructive solutions or ask your partner what they think could be done to solve the issue. Schedule regular check-ins. Have regular discussions about your relationship's health. This can prevent issues from building up and provide a safer space to discuss concerns as they arise. Number 4, learning to give and take. No relationship is set without changes. Life might throw you curves, such as changes in work or your family dynamics. Dealing with sudden changes may put both of you into an unfamiliar world. Embrace compromise. Understand that compromise is crucial in a healthy relationship. It shows that you value your partner's happiness as much as your own. Be fair. Ensure that the give and take feels balanced to both. One partner should not always be the one making sacrifices. Celebrate differences. Appreciate and respect your differences. This can lead to a more balanced relationship where both partners can be themselves. Communicate needs clearly. Clearly express your needs and be willing to listen to your partner's needs. This facilitates a fair give and take. Again, it's about avoiding the common mistakes. Flexibility. Be willing to adjust your stance and find middle ground where both partners can agree. And number 5, always have your partner's back. Remember, this is the person you have built or are building the best relationship with. There might be times you have to let them know you are there, ready to grow, and continue to support each other. Show support publicly. Stand up for your partner and support them in both private and public settings. Be a confidant. Ensure your partner feels safe to share their worries and vulnerabilities with you. Celebrate successes. Be your partner's biggest cheerleader. Celebrate their successes and encourage their endeavors. Offer help. Be ready to offer help when your partner is struggling or overwhelmed. Maintain loyalty. Keep confidences and maintain trust by being loyal in all aspects of your relationship. We hope these 5 mistakes to avoid offer strong, positive actions for you and your partner to take. By fostering a relationship based on mutual respect, open communication, and genuine support, couples can avoid common pitfalls and build a lasting, loving partnership. Each partner must actively work to not only speak their truth, but also listen deeply to the other, embracing the differences and working through conflicts with empathy and understanding. Pathways Counseling Services is the top-rated therapy and counseling service in Scottsdale, Arizona, year after year. We can help you live a happier and healthier life through effective mental health care. Remember, there is help and support available to you, and we are here for you. You can reach us by phone at 480-571-0801 or head to our website and send us a message.